Welcome again to our weekly Thursday podcast. Today, I want to walk with you through an interesting passage in the book of Judges, Judges chapter 6. And I'm going to read verse 36 to 40 with you. Really well-known story. Not going to be a surprise. Story of Gideon. So verse 36, Gideon said to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand as you have promised, look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. And if there's dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand as you said." And that's what happened. Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, "Do not be angry with me. Let me just make one more request. Allow me one more test with a fleece, but this time make the fleece dry and let the ground be covered with dew." And that night God did so. Only the fleece was dry. All the ground was covered with dew. Now, my friends, I think of all the stories in the book of Judges, this might just be the most well-known story. And perhaps it's not a coincidence, because aren't we all familiar with the whole process of checking, then double checking, just to make sure that we heard the Lord correctly? I think if we were really honest, all of us would have our own story about a fleece and dew in a fleece. And as I read the story again, I was thinking, maybe there are three kinds of believers. Maybe those, number one, who obey God's commands without question, and they just do it. Then there's the second group, those who ignore God's commands and say, "Wasn't meant for me. I'm sure it's meant for someone else." And then there are those who wonder, "Is this meant for me?" But then they just have to check, recheck, just to make sure that they've got it right. Now, Gideon falls into the last category. When the angel of the Lord appears to him and tells him that God is going to use him, his first excuse, you can go read that in verse 15, is to say that, "But hold on, did you check the facts? My clan is the smallest of all the clans, and in my clan, I am actually the weakest of all of them. I'm not so sure that God is sending me." So in a sense, Gideon is saying, "I'm not sure, angel, that you've got it right." And so it gets to the point where he and the Lord are having this conversation. And that's when he asks if the Lord would mind if he could just make dead sure if it's really the Lord speaking, and if the Lord really means it's just him, poor old Gideon, that has to go and do this. I mean, he's just me old Gideon. Now, we all know how the story ends, right? Many of us have retold the story more than once, and I think there's a reason. Perhaps because this story sounds so much like our own story. Not so much the story of a brave woman or man, but just a regular person. No great faith, just faith. Sometimes we struggle a little bit with that. Maybe we also retell the story because it's God's story. The one who meets his earthly children and their struggling faith with compassion and patience and grace. But here's the thing for today, my friends. When God calls, God does not expect any of us to have perfect faith. The only thing that God asks is for a willing heart. So next time you struggle and you wonder, it's okay to ask for dew and a fleece. Amen. What a fun story again, and just a reminder of our own story. The story of Gideon. Go read the whole passage. You have plenty of time. Starts in verse 1, tells the whole story. Go read that again. I hope things are going well with you. It's been a good week so far this week. With God's grace, things are working well. Remember to call other folks and just see how they're doing. Stay safe. Stay home. Don't take chances. Do all the right things. As things are going, it seems slowly but surely things will open. And we're glad to hear that, but we don't want to jump the gun. We will keep you updated with what is going on with the church and what we can do. Now, before we end this day, let me pray with you as I always do. Gracious God, thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for your patience and for your grace and for your gentleness. When sometimes we just struggle a little with this thing called faith. Thank you that you do not expect any of us to be heroes of faith, but just faith warriors who sometimes are afraid, sometimes struggle, sometimes ask many questions. Thank you that we can walk faithfully with you because we don't have to do it alone. And when we ask for a little bit of dew and a fleece, you're okay with that too. Thank you for taking care of all of our folks in Central Church. Thank you for taking care of folks who are in need and struggling. Thank you, Lord, for loving us compassionately. Thank you for the blessing of this amazing day. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.